Chapter 11, Victory of Love. At the close of the 1,000 years, Christ returns to the earth accompanied by the redeemed and a retinue of angels. He bids the wicked dead arise to receive their doom. They come forth, numberless as the sands of the sea, bearing the traces of disease and death. What a contrast to those raised in the first resurrection. Every eye is turned to behold the glory of the Son of God. With one voice the wicked hosts exclaim, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." It is not love that inspires this utterance. The force of truth urges the words from unwilling lips. As the wicked went into the graves, so they come forth with the same enmity to Christ and the same spirit of rebellion. They are to have no new probation in which to remedy their past lives. Says the prophet, "His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof." As the New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven, it rests upon the place made ready, and Christ, with his people and the angels, enters the holy city. While cut off from his work of deception, the prince of evil was miserable and dejected, but as the wicked dead are raised and he sees the vast multitudes upon his side, his hopes revive. He determines not to yield the great controversy. He will marshal the lost under his banner. In rejecting Christ, they have accepted the rule of the rebel leader, ready to do his bidding. Yet, true to his early cunning, he does not acknowledge himself to be Satan. He claims to be the rightful owner of the world whose inheritance has been unlawfully wrested from him. He represents himself as a redeemer, assuring his deluded subjects that his power has brought them from their graves. Satan makes the weak strong, and inspires all with his own energy to lead them to take possession of the city of God. He points to the unnumbered millions who have been raised from the dead, and declares that as their leader he is able to regain his throne and kingdom. In the vast throng are the long-lived race that existed before the flood, men of lofty stature and giant intellect, men whose wonderful works led the world to idolize their genius, but whose cruelty and evil inventions caused God to blot them from his creation. There are kings and generals who never lost a battle. In death these experienced no change. As they come up from the grave, they are actuated by the same desire to conquer that ruled them when they fell.